Okay, Shalom Rabbi Isai. So we are trying to weather all of the humps in the road. I think we're doing a half successful job. Okay, we're in Shara Avodas HaElokim Perek Vav. The Chavis Halvav is, I'm not going to do this inside. I want to speak out what he is discussing here. As we keep seeing, the theme is gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. In Chavetz Halvavus' world, the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem is Avodas Hashem that's motivated by a sense of gratitude. The sense of gratitude has to be, requires study in order to feel it. But ultimately, he's saying the top of the pyramid is the person who's all of his mitzvahs and all of his relationship with Hashem is primarily fueled by a sense of gratitude. So now, he sets it up as follows. So in Perek Shishi, he says like this. There are four levels of gratitude, four layers of gratitude that we should all feel. There's the gratitude for the things that we have as human beings, that we share as human beings, the things we kept on talking about, your bodily functions, your bodily faculties, your limbs, all of your systems. Okay. Now, what does this require you? So he says this requires you what he calls the teiris hasichlios, or the dictates of basic moral decency. Call it the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach if you want. But he says these are the practices that the righteous people of old, Adam, Chanoich, Noach and his children, Eev and his fellows, until the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, practiced. Or what we'll call it is, we'll use Rabbi Gamliel's terms, Teras HaSeichel. Teras HaSeichel. Things that they understood through their seichel they should be doing. According to Rabbi Miller, this was a whole system. Different people kept it at different levels, depending on how much thought they put into it, depending on how intelligent they were. But this was the sugya of Avodas Hashem before Matan Torah was a matter of teiras haseichel. And this is what you're required as a basic, as a human being. You're expected to note that you are a recipient of a lot of chesed, and to find the means through your seichel to try to reciprocate. Next. The next level is, now, he says, and the way it works is that a person who really applies himself to this, a person who really applies himself to this and grows with it, takes the ball and runs with it, will be singled out by Hashem for more teiva, as we find was the case with Avraham Avinu. Okay, the next layer of gratitude is for the chassadim that Hashem shows to a particular nation. If you are a member of a particular nation or the particular nation that Hashem singled out for special attention and that Hashem showed special favor to, that requires you to take up a higher level of gratitude. Now here, just in the basic way, what tovus did we get from Hashem? A person might say superficially, what do you mean Hashem singled us out to show us special tovus? Hashem singled us out to impose more requirements on us. What's the... So without coming on to, really the answer to that is that that itself is a form of favor. He's giving us the opportunity to Olam Haba, etc. Well, without coming on to that, no. We have to come back to Yetzias Mitzrayim and come back and note the fact that really we're supposed to be living with all the time, not just on Pesach, twice a day, living Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem, if you look in the mirror, well, let's take a step back, right? We say in the Haggadah that Ilu Lehoitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying with Mitzrayim, if Hashem had not taken our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, then we and all of our offspring would be subject to Parei Mitzrayim. So, presumably, it stands to reason we wouldn't have been slaves by today, because there isn't much slavery left. But nevertheless, you have to think of it in practical terms. Had we not gone out of Mitzrayim, what would we look like today? Where would we be today? Our fate, our historic fate, would have been intertwined with that of ancient Egypt, which basically would have meant we would have been a slave race for who knows how many more centuries until things, history would have shifted naturally to an African nation. We would have been the slave race of that nation. Think of where that would have left us today. We would be like at the bottom level of African society in today's day and age. African, if you look toward the lower levels, the lower strata of African society till today, it's pretty primitive. You have to think of yourself. If you look in the mirror and you see a respectable looking, intelligent, successful, what the Jews are notorious for, you're seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mirror, right? Because you should have been in tattered clothing, barefoot, sitting somewhere near some Mars, smoking hashish or something like that. That would have been us. So when you see the Jewish people, when you see a Jew, when you see yourself, you walk through the street, this is actually worth studying a little bit. You pass by Jews. As you walk through the street here in the neighborhood, you're going to pass by Jews. Look at the Jews. Look at the Jews that you encounter. Look at a good-looking, intelligent, dignified human being and say, I am seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim now. And say that to yourself when you look in the mirror also. So yes, there is no nation that Hashem so intervened in their history before coming on to the merit of Olam Haba, etc. It's true, on the contrary. The Chavos HaLevavot sets it up the other way around. Because Hashem did this for us, therefore He imposed on us the mitzvahs. But it turns into a whole cycle. He imposes on you more mitzvahs, which will provide you with more opportunities for even more favor. He showed us favor. This obligates us in a higher level of mitzvahs. Right? Everybody is obligated to think the things that obligate all of mankind. Since we got special attention from Hashem, we're obligated in all of His Torah. And that provides us with even more opportunity to get closer to Him and to be singled out for even more favor. So that's the next layer of gratitude. As a nation that Hashem showed special favor to. Then there's the next layer. What's the next layer? So here he says, you have families or tribes within Klal Yisrael that Hashem showed special favor to. Such as Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, the family of David, etc. Now, this also has to be applied in different ways. We are not, well, not all of us, any Levim here, any Kehanim. I think we're all Yisraelim here. And we don't know if any of us are from Zera David. But there are other ways. First of all, just think in terms of your own family. Are you happy that you were born into your family? Are there advantages to the fact that you were born into your family rather than other families? And then you can also take it a step further and apply it in the way that it's relevant now. What percent of Jews today are actually connected? You have to realize that at the end of the day, just in terms of that, just in terms of being shaykh to the strain that is still connected in the optimal way, that already puts you in a privileged place. And then the next layer is to be able to note the chasodin that you got from Hashem as an individual in your own life. This is already not about body parts. It's already not about the different systems. This is already about noting the specific chasodin that you got in your own life, noting the special favor that Hashem showed you in your own life, and trying to figure out how can I apply myself to Hashem, how can I show extra dedication to Hashem because of the particular chasodin in my own life. And this is another layer of avoida, which you haven't stressed so much in Shabbat Kino. We were learning Shabbat Kino, we were talking much more about the general chasadim that all human beings share. Right? But here we're talking about each person sitting down and really taking stock, moving through the different stages of your life, looking at the different aspects of your life, and really taking stock of the specific chasadim that you were zeicha to as an individual. Okay, and then he says, these are the basic four layers that you have to be applying in terms of figuring out what should my level of dedication to Hashem be. And then he continues and says, toward the end of this piece, If you'll apply yourself, you will also learn to be noticing more that Hashem is going to be showing you attention throughout your life. And that should continue. It should be a constant, like a symbiotic mahalach, where you do more, you feel Hashem showing you more, you dedicate yourself even more, etc. And he gives a couple of examples. He says that we see with the concept of ma'aser, the more a person has, the more he's obligated to give, obviously, right? And also, he says, this is a very interesting twist, he says different advantages and different benefits obligate you in different mitzvahs. A person who has a house becomes obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah, in the mitzvah of makkah. A person who has a son, who's given a son, becomes obligated in the mitzvah of milah. It's very interesting. He's not giving you the circumstantial mitzvahs. It's not circumstantial. You have a house. A house has to have the mezuzah. Because you got a house, therefore Hashem imposes on you more mitzvahs. It's all representative of this same concept. Now, he concludes this little piece by saying as follows, a strong point here. I'm going to read this inside. Al Kain, and he also notes that you also see how people with less advantages become more putter. A person who is ill is putter from any mitzvah. So again, because in the Chodesh Olam Avos's world, this is not just circumstantial. Hashem is saying, because I'm giving you less chesed, I'm actually obligating you in less. But then he continues and he says, "V'alkein hayu achasidim arishonim." Therefore, the early pious people, "She'etzabah lehem teva mitovus ha'olam," if they would receive some special stroke of good fortune, material good fortune, "Mispachadim lo mishnei panim," they would become fearful for two reasons. Echad mehem, number one, they'd suddenly feel a certain pressure. Right? They understand that now that they got this, their obligation toward Hashem has now stepped up, and have to wonder if they're going to live up to it. Because otherwise, if not, then this benefit is really just going to be to their detriment. So that's number one. Am I going to manage to live? I just got something great. Am I going to manage to live up to it? I got a raise. I have a child. I married off a child. Am I going to live up to this? Like Yaakov Avinu said, I became smaller because of the chasadim. Meaning I'm scared that I'm not going to live up to it. And point number two that they became fearful of was, they were scared if I am receiving benefit in this world, is it actually a reward for my mitzvahs instead of getting it in Olam Haba? Will it come at the expense of my schar in Olam Haba? These were the two things that would trouble the great people when they were zeichet to material benefits. So what's the solution to this? How do you actually ensure that both of these things will be okay? So we'll see soon. He provides us with clear formula to address both of these points. We'll see Be'ezus Hashem. Good night. Yeah.